Hello, this is my Lenten diary for March the 1st, 2016. Today is Tuesday in the third week of Lent. This is a reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 32. Paul writes to his congregation at Corinth, "I want you to be free from anxieties." Now, that's an interesting statement for him to have made right after he has peppered the Corinthian believers with the notion that this present world is passing away and Jesus is coming soon, so to speak. Well, that might make people more anxious than expectant. And so Paul backs up just a bit and says, I don't want you to be anxious. I want you to be free from anxieties. And then he goes on in the remainder of the passage with some more teaching relative to marriage and relationships. But what really caught my attention was this notion of being free from anxieties. We are certainly living in this country, in the U.S., with anxious times. Regardless of where one might be on the political spectrum, it's a time of high drama as this presidential race continues its slog toward the party conventions in the summer. It feels like we've been having people run for president now for a year, and we're still months and months away from the general election. And political junkies hang on every word that proceedeth out of every mouth of every candidate, and there are a multitude of people who have to weigh in on everyone's opinions, about everyone's opinions, about those people's opinions. And if we're not careful, we get so caught up in the reality of what's going on around us that it becomes unreal. I mean, face it. Every one of us are one in 300 million people, more or less, in this country. It's easy to get caught up in the high drama and the anxiety, and I'm certainly not discounting the importance of the election of the next president. But over the last few days, I've been taken up with what does it mean to remain connected to that, but to make that a matter of prayer and not so much a matter of my own anxiety. Where do we go when we're feeling anxious? I'm guessing that the news media or social media or kvetching about this or that situation or over the water cooler, I'm guessing those activities probably won't do much to allay anxiety. In fact, it may simply be that those activities ramp up our anxiety. What does it mean to be a people of faith in anxious times? Well, I'm sitting in one of my favorite anxiety-free zones at Trinity Church. I'm presently recording this, where I record most of these diaries, in the chapel. The chapel is a space of quiet contemplation. It's a space to simply be. It's a place to be surrounded by what I'm sure have been the countless prayers of hundreds of people who have occupied this space over the past 50 years of its existence. Today, I was particularly drawn to one of the stained glass windows. It's the window that's depicted on the cover art of this diary entry. And it's the depiction in our chapel of St. David, the patron saint of Wales, who lived in the 6th century. We don't know a lot about St. David, but we do know that he was faithful, that he was a person of prayer, that he bore a great authority that came not from as much personal power and charisma as it did from a groundedness in his own identity in the Lord. And perhaps that is the place where we begin to discover freedom from anxiety, when we take the time to ground ourselves, take some time to breathe, click out of the browsers and off of the news feeds, and turn off the television, light a candle, sit still, and breathe. Maybe being free from anxiety is not so much about having the whole world arranged to our liking, but learning to be present to the moment, be present to God who is present with us in the moment, and to remember that this world, as important as it is to us, is still passing away. I invite you for just a few minutes today or tomorrow to sit and to breathe and to ground yourself with the knowledge that you are held in God's hands and that God's presence is as close as your next breath. Who knows? Maybe along with the blessed patron saint of Wales, St. David, you may experience a connection with God that passes all understanding. And maybe even for the briefest of moments, you may find yourself free from anxiety. I don't know about you, but a moment of peace and serenity in the midst of all that is anxious around us may just be a glimpse of eternity. Let us pray. O Lord, we ask you mercifully to hear us and to grant that we, to whom you have given a fervent desire to pray, may by your mighty aid be defended and comforted in all dangers and adversities. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.